Kind enough to join me this morning on WAKR. He's the president and CEO of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services. My good friend Tim Dimoff on board with us. And, you know, we've talked to Tim for years about the fight on the streets against opiates. And it goes beyond streets into the houses. But there's some interesting developments into the world of opiates. And, Tim, thanks for joining me this morning. So talk about this new drug that all of a sudden has the FDA approval and what this means to this fight.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. And this takes me back to my first career working with the Akron Police and the Federal Task Force where I worked narcotics. Our biggest problem when we were working narcotics was absolutely these strong drugs, especially these opiates like Dilaudid, which is called the Big D on the street, where people could get $50 to $200 a pill for these opiates. And it's a tremendous problem in the United States. We got more than 80 million Americans who are prescribed medication for pain each year, and it comes back to being prescribed opiates. And opiates are abused by millions of Americans each year. There's more than 200 people on average die each and every day from an opiate overdose. This is statistics by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm excited about this new non-opiate pain drug that's recently been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. It's called Jornovax, and it's out. It's proven. Physicians are going to be starting to prescribe it. And the key here is that this new medication, it works by blocking the pain signals in the peripheral nerves before they reach the brain. And the importance of that is that opiates go and attract and go and activate the brain's reward system. And when you activate the brain's reward system, in simple terms, you cause addiction, craving, and obviously that turns into a problem very quickly. So it doesn't take long for the opiates. So this new medication totally affects pain in a different way. And this is the first type of pain new pill that we've had in over two decades. So this is just tremendous news. Now, it's going to be utilized in a lot of tissue injuries that result from trauma or surgery. It isn't going to be used 100% of the time, but I will tell you that they're talking about using it in very much the majority of time. So I'll stop right there.
Tim Dimoff is with us again. He is the president and CEO of Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. Tim, you said with this Jornovax drug as well, non-addictive, but still with people wanting to get out of pain, I imagine they're going to be trying to get this drug, as the bad guys do or some other people do, try to get it illegally. Are you going to have to get this drug by prescription only? What are some of the details there?
Yeah, this would be another common prescription-type drug that physicians can use. But opiates are so much more stronger, and the effect on the reward or the pleasure center of the brain is something that takes place with the abuse of opiates, whereas this pill, this medication, is not going to have that effect because it's not going to the reward or pleasure center parts of the brain versus it's, for lack of better description, it's going to stop the pain. It's going to stop it and cut it off at the roots of the problem. And one other side note, people ask me, well, all medications have side effects. What's the side effects of this? And, you know, every time I watch TV and they show all these different medications, it's an amazing list of side effects. The other thing that I'm impressed with, and by no means am I a doctor, obviously, but the side effects from this new medication is itching, muscle spasms, or rashes. And I think a huge positive of this is there are no major side effects. So it's another great aspect of this new medication.
And what Tim is most excited about when we talk this drug is saving lives, right, Tim? You know, there's going to be probably some people that are going to try to get it, but when you're talking about a non-addictive drug compared to the opiates, and you've been there on the front line, right, Tim? You're really feeling good about this because of the ability that we can take some of these opiates off the streets and people trying to get them in the overdoses and trying to save lives.
Yeah, you know, Ray, when I was working narcotics, we looked at, well, who's the customer to the hardcore drug dealer that's selling the, you know, opiates or other hardcore drugs, heroin, cocaine, and that. And if you look at who the customer is with the opiates, it is amazing that the majority, and even larger than the majority, are people who got addicted from taking opiates that were prescribed originally to them by a doctor for serious pain, and they become addicted to it, and then the side effect is they also become not only addicted to the drug, they become addicted to the psychological pleasure that it creates, and that pleasure turns into a craving, and that craving turns into an addiction. This new drug is going to allow the potential future customer for opiates not to happen because it's going to relieve their pain and it's not going to have the side effect of the craving or the addiction. So this is an amazing medication.
Yeah, good news, and you can hear it through Tim's excitement there in delivering the information to us. Tim, as always, my friend, thanks for being on top of the key stories and appreciate you joining me again this morning, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.